Hello there, everyone. We are glad that you're back tonight. It's going to be a wonderful time. Thank you. God bless you. Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Are you there? Will you please pray for us?
Absolutely. Our gracious and heavenly Father, I give you thanks for this beautiful day, for this time of fellowship and learning, Lord. I just pray for you to touch our hearts and our minds this evening, to let your word go forth, and to minister to each and every one of us, Father. There's so much to learn, and so many distractions in the world around us, Father, and we just ask that you bless this time to still our hearts and our minds, that we may be totally focused on you, and the message that you have for us. Thank you so much, Father, and I just pray that you guide this message, prevent any technical distractions or interruptions or things that may occur to get us off track, but just to help everyone remain focused and present. Thank you so much. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Thank you. Tonight, just pick up your Bible as I pick up mine. Just pick up your Bible. This is a Bible study, and feel free. Get your Bible on board. What we are doing here is we are proving the existence of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden. Now, we said in our lecture that the first married couple was Adam and Eve. And if that cannot be proven, then of course, any other thing you bring on marriage will not fully stand. And the problems we've been going through over the years has been the scientists, evolutionists, New Agers, and many other groups, as you may know about them, are saying that the creation story is a myth. It's not real. So what we intend to do, or what we are doing in this lecture, is to prove to you that the serpent that appeared in the Garden of Eden, who caused Adam and Eve to fall, it is the same serpent that is reappearing in our garden. And I want you to note that. So the first marriage, the text that we're going to look at your Bible. Let's look at Genesis. Let's look at Genesis chapter 2. I read that last week, and this is our text. Genesis chapter 2, beginning at verse 22. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, "This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh." Now, for those of you that are joining us today, I want you to go back and read part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 to get the background of this entire study. Read part 1, 2, 3 to 5. That's wonderful. Tonight, what we are proving, there was another group. We said that from AD 500 to 1500, the church was leading the worldview question. What do we mean by worldview? Worldview determines what you think, how you act, what you value. So the church was doing that. Everyone who wanted answer to certain problems, they would go to the church. But when the church fell, note this, the serpent came back into the garden of man at that time. In 1517, Martin Luther started the Reformation And the Reformation put scholars against scholars. The church leaders were fighting against one another. And so the average man who depended upon the church for an answer for their worldview question began to rethink their position, whether the church was qualified to lead them. So they began to do their own thing, finding their own worldview questions. And that brought in a major group, which we talked about last week. We didn't really finish it. We just touched it, which is called deism, deists. The deist came and said that, yeah, we agree with the church that God created the whole world. We agree. But one thing that is happening now, God gave us this word, this whole world for us. He is not involved in it at all. So we need to lead ourselves. God is not involved. Now, how can God Almighty create his own universe and then he's not part of it? That we began to prove last week. Hey Rob.
Yes.
Yeah, you stop somewhere. I want you to pick up from there for us, please.
So with deism, the assumption is that, sure, God created the cosmos, the earth, everything in it, but then he walked away. He's hands off. He set the natural laws in place, which gives us science, which focuses on the physical, but then God walked away and left everything to continue to operate, following the natural laws that were put into place. The problem with this, well, many problems, but our main concern with deism is it's an incorrect and a false worldview. It lessens God's omnipotence, who God is, and it contradicts what Scripture tells us. Scripture says God shows numerous instances of God being involved in the affairs of man. Why else would he have sent his son to die for us? If he stepped away, then Christ would not have come. There would have been no need. Everything would have just continued operating as he had put in order. So that's problematic. And we need to be very concerned because it lessens and weakens our foundation. You know, remember, worldview is a core component of our identity. We have a weak foundation, then we have a weak identity. And this is a prevalent view that we see in society today, that is influenced from other religions, many things where we see this. And Scripture warns us against this. Romans 8:7 says, because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for is not subject to the law of God,
right,
neither indeed can it be. So again, it's important to be assured of your beliefs and know where you stand. Just as a weak foundation for a house leads to all kinds of structural issues,
right,
so too does a weak spiritual foundation. It's going to lead to weak beliefs and a weak faith.
Good. Thank you. Now, deism has a major problem. But what they were doing, though, they were trying to answer the worldview questions for themselves. Now, if you need an answer, that is the, by the grace of God, next week we will have a guest with us who will be one of our panelists, okay? She wrote a book on a specific group that we will introduce next week called The New Age. I think many of you have heard about the New Ages, all right? And this sister wrote a book about it. She was a member of the New Age. She will join us next week. But at the time when everything went downhill and the people could not trust the church anymore, everyone began to seek for their own answer. And whatever answer that was brought by any other person that made some sense to them, they would get into it and agree. So this is where the problem is. Deism saying, look, God created the whole world. He's a great God. We believe that. But he's not part of it. And I'm all. Then science came about and said, look, the scientific understanding of the world is that it is a big machine that needs someone to get it started because an object at rest needs a cause to put into motion. That's a scientific thought about the whole world. Can you imagine that this whole world is just like a big machine? Now, the question that will come in is, if it is just a big machine, who caused it into being? That's the question that sometimes they cannot answer. What we are proving here is that these groups are standing against the creation story of the Bible because they were disappointed many years ago by the Reformation. And so they are claiming that Genesis chapter 3 is a myth. And so if Genesis chapter 3 is a myth and Adam and Eve did not get married as we had discussed, then of course anything we discuss on marriage in this whole lesson would just be in vain. But we want to prove to you why the people are saying the things that they are saying against the church. The church was in control. But because Satan, who visited Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, had reappeared in our own garden, in our time, and destroying the church. So whatever they are saying out there is not true. But I want to say to you, God is God. He's always in it. We talk about science. Science cannot prove, if science cannot prove a theory, it cannot be known. Now, we talked about that this last week. If you were, the key mission of a science, they can own it. Deism say, well, the world is for us. God gave it to us. So we are in full control. You know, we are in full control. God gave it to us. And so what? God is not involved in it anymore. But scientists said, no, this is just a big machine. We need to put it into motion. We know exactly what it is. But science need to have an experiment, to observe, to touch. If they cannot do it, I told you somebody last week, then they are placing themselves in the area of what? Faith. Which, of course, is not. Science will only prove something that they will use their scientific method to touch it, to observe it, and look at it several times, and then come with that conclusion. Now, here is one point. Note this carefully. Science can come with a conclusion of a specific issue. And after many years, they can go back. When they found new clues, they can go back and change that conclusion. What does that say to you? That means everything that they are doing is based upon continual investigation. But the Bible is a fact. When the Bible says come, the Bible means come. When the Bible said no, the Bible means no. This is the point that we want you to get. And so whatever they have said against the church is not true. The church is the church of the living God. And Adam and Eve existed. God created all things. And when we get to that, we have a lot of people coming in who will be interacting about that. We told you that Galileo, Charles Darwin came with his book. We talked about this already, you know, on the origin of species. He published this on November 24th in 1859. This is the big trouble we have. Many people bought into this. They agree with him, even to this day. Last week, we talked about the importance of the Bible, where the court, the Supreme Court of this country said that the Bible is important because it contains an important fact about creation. And that it is important for the Bible to be taught in schools, but it should be based upon what? Secular perspective. This is why the church disagree. But the Bible is important. And then I told you about a man who claimed to be God in Miami. And Rob, my brother, Rob did a research on this God, and the God is there. Hey, Rob, are you there?
I am.
Now tell me what wrong with this God who was in Miami. What happened to him?
Okay, so his name's Jose Luis de Jesus Miranda, born in Puerto Rico.
not Bethlehem, as was prophesied of Christ in Micah 5:2. It doesn't appear to have been born of a virgin birth. Hosea 11:1 said that Christ would be have to have lived in Egypt for a period. Jose Luis de Jesus never lived in Egypt. And from as far as I can tell, he's never betrayed by anyone as well. He has since passed a couple years ago, but his ministry continues to this day. And he claimed that he was both the Christ and the Antichrist. But not the Antichrist in the sense that we think of him as a evil, but as Christ was from the Jews, and he's saying the Antichrist is for the Gentiles, and so it's from that perspective that he presents it. But everything's just kind of a twisted perspective on the gospel. So anyhow, Christ said he would resurrect in 3 days. Well, it's been, the prophecies regarding Christ doesn't seem to fulfill any of them. And he did not resurrect in 3 days either. So
wow,
you can draw your own conclusions.
And what happened to him?
Apparently died of cirrhosis of the liver.
He died. See, the God is dead. So that's
yep.
Like, you know, when I talked about this last week, and Rob went and did a research and discovered that, yeah, it is true, this man was in Miami, but he's also dead. He's gone. See? And it's funny. And then I said, okay, Rob, you need to report that to us during our Bible study. Thank you, Rob, for doing. Okay, let's talk about deism and what that also we talk about the science, we talk about deism. Let's continue the talk here to finish it up as we were doing one by one. See, how can God create the world and it's not part of it anymore? Rob, do you have anything to say about this?
Well, that's just the beliefs of deism. You know, that everything's mechanical and structured and set in order and just walk away, which really lessens the value of God, that he doesn't care, doesn't interact. I can't understand it. I don't know. I find that hard to believe.
It's hard to believe, but they are going to argue it out. You were saying that because you were a Christian, you know? But we have some facts. We have some facts from the Word of God that is believed by not only Christians, but others. During the war, Joshua says, "Sun stand still over Gibeon." And that happened when Joshua was fighting. If God is not involved in the Word, then why must Joshua call upon God to let the sun to stand and the sun stood still? See? So in reality, what are they doing? My concern here is, what are they doing? They are saying to you, once they agree with you, then of course you're going to go back to what? To the Bible. But they say, the Bible says God created all things, but God is not involved. We are in charge. We need to lead ourselves. We need to find our own direction. And so if they agree with you, that God is involved in the world, then what is going to happen to them? They will be contradicting themselves. That is the problem. The point here is God takes care of all the things he created and ruled them personally. And we see that in Job 37:6, 10, 12, in Psalm 147:16, you can read that. When God brought the children of Israel from the land of Egypt, God divided the Red Sea. Okay, then there's another group who came in and said, well, God, talk about divine Red Sea. It was really not a Red Sea. It was just a little muddied area where they all piled, but we're really not a Red Sea. You see, that's the kind of argument that they come up with. But the point here is that deism is just wrong, because God is involved into everything that he had done for us. And we can see that God headed to the voice of a man. See, Joshua, I told you. Now, the same thing that we discussed, and in the days of King Hezekiah, God caused the shadow to go backward 10 degrees as it is written. So Isaiah, the prophet, cried out to the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down on the center of earth. When you look at 2 Kings 20:11, you find that God is involved. If anybody tells you, any group, whether science, New Age, Christian science, and all these new developments that have come, if they tell you that God is not involved into this world, that person is making a major mistake. And all what they are telling you is that we got our new way of doing things. We don't need God anymore in our affairs. That's what they are saying to you. But in reality, they know that God exists. All right. God is involved in his creation because we know he directs. When you read Proverbs 20 to 24, it says, a man's steps are directed by the Lord. See, he is the one who gives breath to the people. God is the one. As I breathe tonight, what made me to be the person I am, whether it's a box somewhere or where they come from, but one thing I know, it is from God. But the scientists and the evolutionists and the deists are saying, hey, God does not exist. Now, this is a major problem that we are going through in the world today. All right, deists claim that they do not need any divine revelation. They don't need that. If you and myself praying for divine revelation, deists will say no. No, we don't need that. We don't need that. Can you imagine? They don't need it. You see, they have problem with they don't need revelation. They don't want to know the moral law of God because they can be discovered by human reason. You talk about the moral law of God. No, there's no moral law of God. You talk about the Ten Commandments. That is nothing for them. They are being led by what? Human reason. Now that the question that comes to mind is this: how do they get the human reasons? What is the origin of humanity? And the scientists will say, well, it's a big bang. And the reason why we discuss this is, for a Christian, you gotta be strong, because these various groups are now advanced in the kingdom of man. Listen to me carefully. They are advanced in what? In the kingdom of man. Their courses are taught in many schools. The Bible is not the focus now. The Bible is to be treated like secular subjects. So because all our children, even ourselves, are learning all these, it does not mean these are the facts. And that's the point that I want to make tonight. I want to stand by this. Therefore, we conclude that deism is wrong belief. And thus, God of deists is not the only true God. Don't follow it. Deism is the work of the devil. It's the work of the devil. Do not follow it. It is a lie. It is the same appearance of the serpent in our own garden now. And I want us to be very, very concerned about that. Now, let us try to refute. You get a conclusion? Deism is wrong. God is in the affairs of his creation. Point. Now, science. Let's see how we can refute what they have said. Most scientists prior to the Reformation were creationists. And that's true. Now, what I want you to do, please go on my website and look at the type. Click on webinar webinar Bible resources, I place in so many links. Some good stuff, some free ebooks that you can download, or you can just go on that person's site and read, and so that you will be with us as we go along. We got a lot of stuff on the website for you to read. That's free. You don't have to pay anything for it. But it's important that you understand what we are doing, so that tomorrow, whatever church you are in, whatever they are doing there, that you will know, you will defend through the power of the Holy Spirit. You will defend the Bible. The Bible is real. That you will hold on to that. That no one would stop you from the truth. See, science today, they are denying God's intervention in his creation. Boop. It was only deism, but science also got involved into the whole picture. Why is it that they are doing such thing? It's all because when they agree to you that the creation story is correct, then they got no mission. Let me repeat that. When science agree with you that the creation story is correct, then they got no mission. This is the point. Then they got no mission. And so they joined deism and said, well, God does not exist. These are just things that came. It was a big explosion and all that. Many of you know this better than I do. All right, but I want to let you know that these are just things that were made up. Men want to know. Men want to lead themselves. When the problem started, men were looking. They were looking around for help, and they began to help themselves in things that they felt was good. But that does not mean that the fight of Scripture, that Adam and Eve did not exist. They are, and that is the main focus of our study. That's the first couple. And all of us are the descendants of that one couple. This is the point. And they are saying, no, it's wrong. It's not true. So what they're trying to say to you is, and to us is, when it is proven by them that Adam and Eve never existed and there were people, there was another world prior to Adam and Eve, then of course, your whole faith, even the celebration of Christmas and the Holy Week and all that would be in vain. That's what they're trying to prove. But Christians, I think Rob mentioned that a few weeks ago, that those of us Christians, we need to stand, we need to study, we need to know what we believe so that tomorrow we will not fall along the way because of what other people are saying against us. We appreciate wonderful contribution of science. That is very good. And to be honest with you, they have contributed. They have done so much research that is so helpful to mankind, but they cannot change the whole thing, as they believe. See, science is divided into some people say three, but into two major groups. Operational science deals with testing and verifying ideas in the present and leads to the production of useful products like computers, cars, satellites, etc. We thank God for that. And how they came up with this is by what? Testing. You turn this, you see it, you look at it, you verify it. That's how they get their inspiration. That's how they get things to understand. And I believe they need to know, they need to understand that the inspiration that they get in order to get computers, to get this car and get satellites and all the great things, that technology that we are enjoying today, everything I believe is from God Almighty. But they do not want to give credit to God. They want to have the credit for themselves. Hey Rob, do you have anything to say?
We just have to be careful of the things we listen to, the influences. I just want to remind everyone again about Satan's strategy. You know, first, it's questions God's word. You know, the deists, they question, oh, no, sure, God created it, but he walked away from it. You know, then Satan contradicts God's word. Mm-hmm. You know, if you remember back in Genesis 3:1, he rephrased what God said. Yea, what God said, ye shall not eat of every tree in the garden. So he's insinuating doubt, and then he replaces it with his own word. Well, now today we see science, deism, New Age, so many different things that have replaced God's word. with all these other alternatives, diluting everything. I read a great book once by Dr. Henry Morris called The Wrong War Against God.
Right.
And he traces the origin of evolution, where it came around. You know, at Darwin's time, it wasn't a new theory. There was been speculation about the natural existence of Earth for a long time. It's a great read. If you have time, I'd strongly encourage you to read it. Dr. Morse strongly believes in the creative act of God, and that God is still actively involved in his creation, maintaining a proper worldview as we're putting forth as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think we have to be very careful of what we listen to. Best thing to do is get into the Word, study it, know it inside out, so when you hear these falsehoods, you'll spot them for what they are.
You spot them for what they are. Thank you. Great. See, and you nail it, Rob. You nail it. See, and the second part in science is historical science. They place scientism to faith because, you know, whenever you come up with what you never touch, what you never see, to explain it, then you're going back to faith. See, science does not belong there. But they're trying to explain what they have not seen, what they have not investigated. So then they place them on a what? On a faith. So it is not science anymore, because science will only deal with what? They will only deal with what they touch, what they observe repeatedly. The present. This is a mic before me. I'm seeing it. And I know where it is. I can deal with it. But something of this kind that have been about 25 years ago that I have not seen, or 200 years ago that I have not seen, if I begin to explain to you about it, it becomes what? Faith, not science. That's the point I want you to understand. It becomes what? Faith and not science anymore. So therefore, the answer to the worldview questions is God and not science. I will concern those of us, you know. Now, the Institute for Creation Research, they lay out four scientific reasons that refute evolution. That's another major group. They say fossils do not show evolution. Living creatures do not evolve between kinds. We talked about it last week. Genetic entropy rules out evolution. All or nothing vital futures refute evolution. These are major mistakes that are in the scientific world today. But hey, many people do not understand this because our children go to school, they don't study the Bible in depth. Bible is whatever, when a few schools are teaching Bible, private schools, but in government schools, the Bible must be handled as an ordinary secular subject, so it becomes a problem. The contradiction in Darwinism is that he was not alive a billion years ago, and he was not around to be able to explain what he did not observe and touch. For me, if you read my book that I wrote, I think, 2-3 years ago, I think I have a copy of that book here. I got a copy of the book here. This is the book. This is the copy of the book. See, Growing Missionaries Biblically, A Fresh Look at Missions in an African Context. I have a chapter devoted to that. See, that one, it's good. There are some things that God allowed them to discover. But how can he tell me something that happened 400-500 years before his birth? How can he explain it to me? So, this is the problem. Darwinism is the what? It's the reenactment of the serpent that deceived our first founder in the Garden of Eden. Don't forget that. The acceptance of atheistic evolution or all earth creationism undermines the entire redemptive work of Christ. And that's what they want to do. They want to undermine the redemptive work of Christ. Christ's death is nothing. Christ did not make any major contribution. In fact, he was kind of person. He was a radical. He created more problems in his day. That's what he is saying. And so they want to get out the foundation. If Adam and Eve existence is not real, then of course, how do you have the descendants? And how can you hold on to Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? This is a point of argument. And they want to cross that from there. All right. Evolutionists believe that there have been death and evil billion years ago before Adam and Eve. And there is not a divine moral law. To them, the laws of the Bible are yet meaningless. And Christ's death on the cross was fabricated by some religious fanatics. Can you imagine that? That's what they are saying to us. So, what do we do? Church, make sure to, we're not going to finish this. What we're going to do next week, invite somebody. All right? Invite somebody. Because we'll have a guest. A guest will be with a guest panelist who wrote a book on New Age. She was member of the New Age movement and got saved. And then what did she do? She wrote a book about New Age. So she will be with us to give us maybe 5 minute summary of New Age and tell us something about the group. But we have a good teaching on New Age. The reason why I need to bring in New Age is New Age is in America. It's not too we don't know much about that in Africa. We have heard, we've read about it, but it's not like the way it's our major foundation here and being followed in the Western world by many, many people. So we had to study New Age. And New Age is what? It's one of the reenactment of the appearance of the serpent in our own garden today. Okay, now I'm going to stop here tonight. Thank you so much. Now, if you have a question, any of you, if you have a question, I'm going to unmute everybody, and you can ask a question. Let me unmute everybody, and if there's a noise in the background, then of course I will have to have everybody muted again. But let me just give everybody the chance. Okay, everybody, time for questions and answers. All right, Dr. Wada is with us tonight. He's always here, so he's part of he's one of the panelists anyway. Okay, Dr. Wada, what's going on?
Yeah, there? Thank you, Dr. Liberty. I just want to say that people want to take credit, scientists want to take credit, you know, for what they do. It reminds me of the word of God that said God shares his glory with nobody.
Yeah, you are right.
He does not share his glory with anybody.
Right.
And I think we ought to give him the glory for everything because he is the author and the finisher. He Alpha and the Omega.
All right, we lost him. It looked like his internet gone. Anybody else? Any question or any comment you want to make? Okay, while this bike, let me see. Let me unmute him. All right, we lost you, Wada.
I'm back. Thank you, Dad.
All right. Okay. Anybody got a? Do you have a question or you have comment to make? This is a Bible study. It's not a classroom setting. Even in a classroom setting, you have questions to ask. You're welcome. All right. If there's no question, then we want to thank God. At least we our time. We just have about 2 minutes late now, I think. But next week, we will be looking at New Age group. This group is growing.
Yes, Dad.
This group is growing. And And many people in this country, even some good Christians, are participating in the New Age movement indirectly. They do not know. They think it's just an ordinary exercise they go to take. See, it's an ordinary exercise. But next week, we will look at New Age, their beginning, what they do. And the reason why we say New Age is just the movement of the devil. And the joy is we are going to have, I have invited one lady who wrote a book on New Age. She was a member of the New Age movement for many years and got saved. And then she wrote her book to expose them. And she will be on next week by phone. She's somebody that she's so great. So invite somebody. Thank you for all of us, for those who have come tonight. We want to see you next week. Bring somebody next week. These things are important. They are important because if you don't know about them, people are going to come and tell you all sort of things. And as a Christian, you will just twist, you will be gullible in everything you do. You're just turning here and there. But when you know exactly what have happened in time past and what is happening now, of course, you will have a solid foundation to do the work of the ministry. Okay. No question, no comment. Then we ask Brother Walla to pray for us tonight. Brother Walla, will you pray for us tonight?
Sure, Dad. Okay. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you. We thank you tonight. We thank you tonight for the revelation of Jesus Christ. We thank you for that liberty for forensically presenting your word to us. It's a word to our hearts to know that in the end time, perilous times shall come.
Yep.
And men will be lover of themselves and people turning away from the truth. But Lord, we pray that we will remain committed to the things of God. Thank you for Dr. Rob also, Lord, just be with him. Thank you for his contribution. Well, thank you for all the participants tonight. Give us grace and mercy that we will be able to meet again next week, Sunday, so that we will be able to talk about the kingdom. Thank you for the lady who preparing her heart to come and speak to us after the lady speaks too. We thank you. We give you mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate your prayer.